now we've got some gangs activity going here.
So after I met with the families, then I went to the east side. There was a drive-by shooting 30 minutes before I got there. And I've been told that even after a drive-by shooting in that area, nobody really wants to come out to the park, or nobody wants to come out because of, you know, of course, because of the shooting. But the only ones that are standing out there were, and nobody got hit. And, but there's a drive-by shooting in that area all the time. It's not a really safe park, or it's not. But when I pulled up, there was two gangs sitting there. I knew one of them, but I didn't know the other one. And when I pulled up, I started pulling out all the breakfast burritos out of with the big box and got the coolers out. And the leader that I didn't know, he said, "Hey man, my name is Paco, man, and I heard that you give out breakfast to gangs. I don't know you, man, and my boys wanted to come over here and kind of rough you up a little." And I said, "No, put your weapons away, man. That guy has a Bible. Like, we don't hurt guys with Bible." Like, no. So ever since Blue Mustang prayed that they would put their weapons away, that's what's been happening. Like, they see me, even if they don't know me, they put their guns away. Like, that's a miracle in itself. Because I'm still not used to pistols on my head or my heart. Like, I don't like it, but I try to ignore it. But for months now, I haven't had nobody. Everybody just puts their weapons away. Anyway, he says, "That's a guy with the Bible, man. You don't need no pistols on him. So let's go and see what he's got to say." So when they came over and asked for breakfast burritos, I said, "Well, first, let's pray for breakfast." So the gang I didn't know came over and they said, "Hey, you got no breakfast burritos for all of us?" I said, "Yeah." And then his right-hand man, Rico, he said, "Hey, man, what do you think? Blue Mustang always does that for us. He brings us breakfast." Like, "Why would you even ask that question, boss?" And he goes, "Well, I just wonder." He's like, "Did he bring Dr. Pepper too?" And I go, "Oh, man, we got Dr. Pepper. We got water. We got Coke." He goes, "Water? Gross, man. I want Dr. Pepper right now." So they start opening up coolers. And then these boys that were facing each other, they're enemies. And I said, "God says to prepare a meal before your enemies. So here's the meal. You guys are enemies. You guys fight each other. But today, why don't we enjoy a good breakfast, no fighting, and just listen to what God says." Rico, there we go. So Rico was the other gang member, the other leader that I didn't know. And he said, "Hey, you know what? It's been a long time since I prayed, man. It's like, I want to pray for breakfast." All the gang members, the other gang and his own gang, are like staring at him like, "What? You're going to pray?" He goes, "You know what? I haven't prayed for a long time. I want to see how that feels." So when he started off praying, I knew his heart was ready for God, because he said, "Dear Father, I haven't talked and prayed to you for a very long time. Forgive me. But right now I want to be thanking you for Blue Mustang to bring in all this food to us so we could be able to eat breakfast today, because you know we're hungry. So thank you, Lord, for supplying breakfast for us today. And thank you for Sonny for bringing it to us and bringing the word of God to us. In Jesus' name, amen." Everybody was silent. They couldn't believe that here's a gang leader praying that prayer like that. I looked at him, I said, "That was beautiful, man." He goes, "That's the first time I've talked to God in 7 years, man." And he started crying out of control. So he walked away. He got his phone. He was crying, walked away. And he went over to buy his car and was talking to somebody. I didn't know who he was talking to, but I figured it was his dad or his mom or both, you know, because. So then he came back. He finished breakfast. He got a couple of burritos. He ate that. He drank a Dr. Pepper. And then he jumped in back of my truck. And he goes, my gang members, they know me. My name is Rico. But you guys, you don't know me. This is the only second time we met. The first time we just fought. And then we drove away. But this time we come here to eat. And what Sonny says, prepare a meal before your enemies. That struck me. It's like, I don't want you guys to be my enemies. I want you to be my brothers. He goes, I'm tired of living this way. I'm going to go home. And this is the leader. He says, I'm going to rededicate my heart to God. And everybody was just silent. Like they didn't know what was going on. And then, so he gets off of my truck and then he goes, Sonny, I'm ready to rededicate my heart to God, man. I'm done with this life. He says, those of you that want to go back to your families, you can go. I'm done with this gang. You guys want to be a gang, go ahead. But I'm going home. So then I said, those of you that want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, come here. Well, his whole gang came forward. That was 19 guys in that game. They said, you know what? I've been thinking about going back home to my family. I haven't seen them for 2 years, man. I should get back home. So they, and then the gang that I didn't know, he said, is it that easy to just to quit being a gangster, man? It's like, how do you do that? You gotta surrender to God, man. You got to give it back to him. You got to give your heart to him. He goes, well, I don't know if I'm ready, but if you guys want to go back to your families, go ahead. Well, only 3 guys from that gang stepped forward and said, I'm going home, man. So 22 guys Saturday morning gave their hearts to God from 2 different gangs. But the other guys grabbed more Dr. Pepper, they said, see you, Sonny, and they left. But the ones that stayed there, all their families started coming. So I was there 3.5 hours with those people because the families kept coming. And then the leader, Rico, said, those of you guys, family members that don't have Jesus in your heart, you should come and talk to Seth. His heart totally shifted. From being pretty tough. He carried 2 pistols on him and he was a tough guy. But see, God sees the heart. He doesn't see what's on the outside. He sees what's on the inside. But for him to pray like that, I knew he had ran from God before. He ran from God because his dad he drank a lot. The only ones that would go to church was him and his 2 brothers and his sister and his mom. His dad never did. But Saturday he came over and he says, you know what? I'm tired of running from God. If my son can give his heart to the Lord, he goes, I'll do it, not because of him. I want to make a better home for my family. So when he gave his heart, man, he cried. He wouldn't stop crying. It was beautiful. So all their families that weren't Christian gave their hearts to God. And that's when that gentleman pulled up Saturday and Sunday. He pulled up with this huge grill and he started grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and he was feeding everybody. It was pretty amazing. But see, if we don't go where they live, where they're at, they're not going to hear the word of God. Mm-mm. You got to go to where they're at.
Now that's Christ's commandment.
Amen.
Go ye into all the world.
Amen.
Are we dead?
Yeah. Yesterday I got to pray.